Federal prosecutors this week indicted the leader of Philadelphia's electricians union, John Daugherty. Daugherty is an icon in working-class Pennsport, where he's lived much of his life. Many of his union members also live in the neighborhood's row homes. WHYY Plan Philly reporter Jake Blumgard visited the South Philly neighborhood to find out what residents think of the indictment.
No one in Pennsport wants to talk about the corruption charges against electrician union leader John Daugherty, known as Johnny Doc.
Yeah, I can't give you my name, though. Take care.
Pennsport runs along 2nd Street between Washington and Snyder Avenues, parallel to I-95 and the Delaware River. This one-mile stretch is home to 7 Irish taverns and almost as many mummers clubhouses. I spoke to 24 people, but most refused to talk on microphone. Only a few would even give their names. At O'Jung's Tavern, a man who calls himself Dr. Marty sat on a stool and drank a bottle of beer. Here's how he summed up the neighborhood wisdom.
Johnny Doc's always helped people. No matter you got a problem, you come see the doc. You can't always count on your representatives in the city, but Johnny Doc would take care of you if he could.
But Pennsport is changing. Half a block from O'Jung's, brand new houses have just sold for about $500,000 a pop. And a lot of newer residents, like Elliot Landis, feel very differently about Johnny Doc.
For the most part, the sentiment with my group of friends and the people I roll with, they're not real fond of the sort of union bully tactics and things like that go on.
The federal charges against Daugherty include using his influence to get city agencies and political allies to retaliate against his enemies. Many people, though, had good things to say about Johnny Doc and the union jobs he brings to the area. But even they wouldn't go on the record. Jake Blumgart, WHYY News.